A hero is defined as a person who is admired for great or brave acts or fine qualities. Heroes may be parents, grandparents, friends, athletes, and entertainers.
A true hero for me is someone who really makes a difference in the world.
I consider people that give freely for someone else heroes.
Willing to sacrifice anything or everything for someone that doesn't have anything. Or someone that can't defend themselves.
My definition of a hero is someone that is willing to sacrifice everything for someone who has nothing.
Heroes come in all walks of life, but for a Waconia family, they not only see firsthand a true hero, but their lives have been touched by another. At an early age, there was no doubt what Colin Faust's calling in life would be.
Colin's very careful in his decision making. He doesn't make decisions quick, so it's exactly that. He was going to be a Marine one way or another. It was his calling, and he was going to do it, and we gave him our full blessing. And I felt apprehensive, proud, you know, a lot of different feelings. Obviously, when you know I have a son that's going to be a Marine and fight, that part, you know, you're apprehensive about, but he's serving the country, so felt proud too.
Even when the day came, it was scary because you didn't know what the future held, but we were also very proud. And we knew that that's what he wanted to do, and it was his calling, so you had to let him do it.
I joined the Marine Corps because it would fit me really perfectly. In high school and middle school, I followed the Iraq War, Operation Iraqi Freedom, really closely, and I always wanted to mostly just deploy and fight with everybody I read about. And it was just a perfect fit for me. I didn't like school. I didn't want to be common, I guess. So that's why I enlisted.
Colin became an American hero, giving so much to serve and protect our country. And that sacrificing became a hard reality 3 years ago.
About 11 o'clock in the morning, the phone rang, and I looked at the caller ID, and it said, Marine Corps Headquarters, Quantico, Virginia. And so I knew it was an important call, so I picked it up, and the Marine said, ma'am, I need you to sit down, please. He had told me that Colin was gravely and severely injured and that they weren't sure if he was going to make it or not. And then he listed off Colin's injuries. And he told me that he had lost his left leg, that his right leg was severely injured, that his left arm was severely injured. He had internal bleeding, a broken pelvis, and he just went on with a list of many, many, many injuries.
On October 15th, 2010, early in the morning, we went out on patrol, did a reconnaissance mission, and later that day got into a pretty good gunfight with the Taliban for an hour or two. And later, we went back out to clear the area that we were receiving fire from. And while on that clearing mission, I stepped on a pressure plate IED in an orchard and sustained the injuries I had and got carried back to a patrol base where a helicopter landed and took me away.
We had friends. We had our pastor here. But it was a very emotional, devastating weekend. Thinking back to today, it tears your heart out every time you think about it. It was just... couldn't, you know, if it was an ocean, I would have swam to his bedside. You know, we just couldn't get to him fast enough.
One October day 3 years ago forever changed the lives of this family whose son was performing a heroic duty by protecting our country and keeping our freedom. Colin's journey has required years and countless hours of surgeries, rehabilitation, and therapy. And his recovery still faces plenty of highs and lows. But with the help of a fellow hero, things are continually looking up. When Marine Corporal Colin Faust was serving our country in Afghanistan, his life was turned in another direction in October 2010 when he suffered an IED blast, which brought severe injuries. In 3 years, he has endured countless hurdles as he adjusts to his new lifestyle.
When I'm in my house, I use a wheelchair 100% of the time. When I'm outside of my house, I walk on prosthetics and my brace.
On his road to recovery, there have been numerous helpers, including one big hero who is an idol to the Faust family for reasons much different than most people.
He uses his fame and popularity for a good reason. I mean, he's put up on a... people idolize him. He has a lot of role models. And he uses it for good. He doesn't take advantage of it. And that's what I respect.
Jared Allen came to the aid of Colin, just like he has helped so many other injured military veterans. With Colin struggling to live in his current house, Jared and his foundation assisted in helping to build a new, handicapped accessible home for this injured hero.
His future's really bright. This is just wonderful. You know, when you have kids, you want to provide for them. You want to, you know, raise them so they have deep roots and that they go out and they be accountable and make a difference in the world, and that they want to be independent. And sadly, these wounded guys come back and they lose that independence. And what this house does for him is it gives him a place where he can be independent and safe. And that just means the world to us.
You just have to imagine yourself needing all kinds of help. And all of a sudden someone helps you where you can run pretty much your life. You still need help like a normal person, but he can get in that house and live independently. He can now go after his future dreams of whatever he's going to do. They're going to be different than, you know, his pre-injury, but he's got just as much opportunity as anybody else.
How can we make a lifelong difference for somebody? How can we make these men and women's lives easier? So that's what we decided, you know, we're just going to really focus on the home and give these men and women what we, you know, my idea of your slice of the American dream. And, you know, if they can't have that, I feel like, what are they fighting for?
From day one, dealing with the Faust family, Jared Allen and his Wounded Warrior Foundation have been the angels the family was dreaming would someday arrive. He is a hero to so many football fans throughout the world, but for the Faust family and many other wounded military veterans, Jared Allen is a hero on a much bigger scale.
It's a life changer. It's the biggest thing that probably ever happened to me in my life. So we're all incredibly grateful. A lot of people forget about, you know, your severely wounded veterans, and just because they don't go out and seek, like, an application for receiving a home, I mean, doesn't mean that they shouldn't be taken care of. So it's a life changer.
He made a choice to give. He doesn't have to. He made a choice to give something back to the countrymen, the soldiers, sailors, you know, that gave to this country. It's a very unselfish act to give of his time, put together an organization that helps other people, time and money.
You know, this isn't about a house. A house is a material thing. Anyone can have a house or build a house. But he said, this is about your family now being part of the Jared Allen family. And that's the way he treats Colin. He spends time with Colin. He spent time with Colin and our youngest son. He's been awesome to us. I can send him a message and he responds to me quicker than other people do. And I know that he's a person just like we are, but that's his choice. When he gets up in the morning, that's his choice. He makes his choice on how to treat people. And I think he is just a fine example and a fine mentor. And to me, that's more of a gift than a physical home.